WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. College students and their parents know the acronym FAFSA, the Application for Federal Aid for Students, and now there's a new program to help. VCU hires an outside firm to review the school's Greek culture after the death of Adam Oakes. And when will all the jobs that Virginia lost due to the pandemic come back? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, March 23rd. Governor Ralph Northam unveiled a new initiative Monday to help Virginia students get access to financial aid for college. It pairs students with advisors for virtual one-on-one sessions to fill out the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Northam's office says that during the pandemic, applications have dropped statewide by nearly 10%. It's even higher for schools with high concentrations of low-income students. State officials highlight that some high school seniors have lost access to the resources they need to apply for this aid as they move to virtual classes. Families interested in registering can do so at virginiacan.org/FAFSA. That's FAFSA. Virginia Commonwealth University has hired an outside firm to review the school's Greek culture in response to the death of a freshman student last month at a fraternity event. VCU announced Monday that Dyad Strategies, an educational consulting firm, will conduct an independent review. Police are conducting their own investigation into the February 27th death of freshman Adam Oakes at an off-campus residence. VCU suspended the Delta Chi fraternity chapter after Oakes' death. Police and university officials have not said how Oakes died, but Oakes' family said he was ordered to drink large amounts of whiskey at a hazing event, ran into a tree while blindfolded. They said he was found unresponsive the next morning on a couch. The consultant's report is expected by June. A state investigator working on a probe that found the Virginia Parole Board violated policy and the law was fired Monday, according to her attorney. He said his client is now exploring legal remedies. The Office of the State Inspector General, the state's government watchdog agency, terminated Jennifer Moschetti from her position as a senior investigator, according to her attorney. The development is the latest in a controversy that began with consternation over a handful of parole decisions last spring and has continually escalated into a complicated, bitter dispute involving a whistleblower lawsuit recently filed by Moschetti. Finally today, when the economy crashed in early 2020 due to the pandemic, Virginia lost a significant number of jobs. A year later, the job market still hasn't recovered. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The recession from the early 1990s was long and deep, and then the one from the late 2000s kind of fell off a cliff, but the economy recovered much more quickly. The current predicament really has no precedent. Jeanette Chapman at the Fuller Institute at George Mason University says job losses in Northern Virginia were nearly four times greater than previous recessions.
Our peak losses occurred after 2 months. In other recessions, that usually takes 18 months or 35 months to get there. And the magnitude of these losses was four times larger than the peak losses in these prior two recessions.
What about the rest of Virginia? John Provo at Virginia Tech says other areas of the Commonwealth are struggling just as much, if not more.
If you actually go out into some of the rural areas, the percentage loss is smaller in the unemployment rate because, number one, those are smaller but also less dynamic labor markets where there's less opportunity for folks to actually be looking for work. So later, when we have good data on labor force participation, I think we may see some more nuanced stories come out.
The Fuller Institute estimates Virginia has been able to recover about 40% of the jobs that were lost a year ago, but that's still a job loss that's about twice as large as the previous two recessions. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.